everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And I'm here once again with Brenda Titus. You know what? I got to tell you, this, we just got back from the convention, and it was just a smash hit. But before I get into that, let me tell you a bit about Brenda. Brenda is the newest recipient of the Five Path Leadership Award. And before she managed to get that, she was at our center doing hypnosis. And before that, she was working with women who had really serious issues, such rape and crisis type situations. And before that, she was getting her master's degree. Before that, she's getting a bachelor's degree. I mean, she is a very serious helping professional. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much. Yes, it makes it sound like before that and before that, I've been around the block a few times, but I am loving what I'm doing here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center and very, very honored to be that recipient of the Leadership Award. Thank you so much, Cal. And I owe a lot of everything that I've done in the last year with my new profession of being a hypnotherapist to Cal Banyan and, of course, to Maureen Banyan. So let me tell you all a little bit about Cal. So Cal is the head of the Banyan Hypnosis Center here in Tustin, California. We have a beautiful, Cal.
It's okay. You're part of the team.
I'm part of the team.
You could be a we.
I love being part of the team. I got to tell you guys so much. So Cal has a beautiful training center here in Tustin, California. We have two gorgeous therapy rooms as well that I'm very honored and privileged to work at. And Cal is the creator of the Five Path Hypnotherapy System and also the Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis System, kind of a mind-body-spirit approach. And I use both of those with all of my clients, and especially after this weekend interacting with other people, other hypnotherapists, I'm very proud to be a five-pather and a part of this amazing group of people that I got to meet this last weekend.
Well, you know what, Brenda? I have to tell you, you know, you know, you are one of the fastest rising stars we've ever had. I don't think anyone has got the Five Path Leadership Award faster than you. Isn't that exciting?
So exciting, Cal. I just about, Danny actually took a picture of me and I was crying and my hand is waving. It was, I was extremely honored. Thank you so much. It meant a lot to me, and I have worked very hard to achieve that. And I'm looking forward to boosting up and continuing to rise to the occasion to help other people be great leaders, because, this is an incredible profession, and I'm very proud to be a part of it, and I want to be a part of the future. So thank you so much, Cal, for honoring me.
So with that being said, one of the things we do here at the center, of course, is we do hypnosis sessions. We are a state-registered school of hypnosis, and so we create brand-new hypnosis professionals, and then we also create leaders. And what I'd like you to talk about is leadership. For example, why should people strive to become leaders in the profession, and you know, what they get out of it? Please go ahead.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And you know, one of the really neat things about attending the NGH convention each year is actually coming together with history of our profession. All of the people who began the NGH, I met a man and he's been a hypnotist for 70 years. And I just look and I think, oh my gosh, look at you. And, you know, there's actually a couple of generations of people in our profession, and you get to meet all of these great people. And then you get inspired because I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of that future as well. So there are some really great benefits to taking a step forward and being a part of leadership, being a part of the future. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of those today. And one of the things that I find to be a really great benefit when I took the steps forward to being a leader among, especially among five pathers, because that's really where I've really been able to interact with people, is first, number one, you expand your network. Just by being a leader, actually by being a leader myself, this year I went and I showed up at the convention, and I had people who, I had friends. I automatically had friends in the profession, people that I could interact with throughout the weekend, as well as then people who I know. Then we exchanged cards, we exchanged phone numbers, you know, and I know now that if anything comes up in the future, Celeste and I have made a personal connection that I feel like I can go to her and talk things over. She and I can support each other, or Stephanie Green, or anybody that's out there. We make personal connections, and that helps us actually be better and stronger hypnotists than when we go home. Because in the end, even though I work here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, Cal and I don't necessarily see each other every day. And sometimes, you know, you want to get another person's perspective. So you already, by being a leader, your own network expands. Is there anything that you'd like to add up on that part, Cal?
You know, as what have you got to the part where you're talking about how it opens doors?
That's my next one.
Cool. Proceed. We're right on the same page.
Excellent. Well, the other part, I will have to say that when you take on that role of being a leader and stepping forward and putting yourself out there instead of being kind of back in the corner, other leaders in the profession become your peers, and they take you seriously. And I had several opportunities during the weekend. You know, we met Don Mauton at dinner, at the wonderful Five Pathers reunion dinner. Don Mauton joined us that evening, and I felt like I could just sit and talk to him. I have these really neat red cards that I have created based on his scripting and some of Cal's suggestions, business suggestions. I have these neat red cards, and I felt like at any time during the weekend, I could whip one out and show Don Mauton, who started this scripting and brought it to all of us. I could show him, look at what I've done with your great idea. I've done something really neat for my clients in doing that. And I felt comfortable that I could go and talk to him because of that. Or even there were other people throughout the weekend. I spoke to Larry Garrett a couple of times. He had helped me in a couple of his presentations. I felt comfortable enough to go to him and say, oh my gosh, I learned so much from you from Solid Gold. I wanted to thank you. And by being a leader, by being recognized as well for being a leader, I felt like I had a little bit more oomph to stand on instead of kind of going in and saying, well, I'm the new person and I don't know anybody here. So did I cover all that, Cal?
Beautiful. I'm going to add just a little bit. Another thing that happens when you are identified as a leader, doors open in other ways as well. And that is invitation to be on committees, invitations to write, invitations to speak. I mean, we can just look at some of the things that's happened for Celeste since she's been our co-host and kind of helped her out and to become more and more of a leader in the profession. And she got to MC the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend. She's got to be a speaker now at the National Guild of Hypnotists. And she has now become a writer for the Journal of Hypnotism. And so we talked a little bit about the magic of saying yes, right?
Yes. That was magic.
That was magic for me. Was it magic for you?
It was. I'm going to talk about that part definitely in a couple of minutes when we get to the how can you all get out there and start being a leader.
Oh, so that was a teaser.
It was. It was.
Cool. All right. Proceed.
Well, and the other thing, and Cal and Maureen definitely know how to ask me questions, and that I actually do usually say yes, even though I kind of have a little bit of fear at that moment. But I will tell you that, you know, showing up at the convention, showing up at my first convention, and people, you guys watch this show, people knew me when I went around, and that was truly incredible. But it made me step up my game like nobody's business. So when you are a leader, when you put yourself out there and allow yourself to be approached, allow yourself to have your successes and, quite frankly, sometimes your mistakes be out there for the public to see and to learn from, it definitely helps you raise your game. I knew from the moment that I walked into that convention and I had this gorgeous award, which at some point I will have the opportunity to flash in front of the screen and show you all, but I knew I had a responsibility. I needed to live up to this award, and I hope that those of you who are watching this now felt that, and it was completely genuine. It wasn't, you know, it was, wow, I'm a leader. Yes, I feel great. And so I, you know, made sure that I was interacting with people, joining Cal and Maureen and Danny at the booth and helping, you know, explain the products, explain the training, the five path training, as well as, you know, spending time and interacting with other five pathers or anyone out there. I definitely felt like being recognized actually significantly stepped up my game, that I wanted to be that leader and spend the weekend really not only enriching my own career, but enriching other people personally and professionally.
Perfect. You know, as you're talking about this, I want to just put the word out there. If you are at the stage of your life and you're watching this video and you're thinking, I want to become a certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist, which is the same thing. Or, you know, I've been certified, but I'm not really part of a team like I want to be. You know, when you're looking at future training, one of the things you got to ask yourself is, am I just getting another piece of paper for the wall? Or am I joining an organization, a team that will help me grow in the profession? Am I joining a team that will help me to build my hypnosis practice? Am I joining a team that has a community? And I know without a doubt nobody does that better than the Banyan Hypnosis Center. Now, Brenda, this is your first convention, right?
Yes.
Did you see any other trainers? Any other organizations within the NGH? By the way, we're the only special interest group recognized by the National Group of Hypnotists for a particular kind of hypnosis. Okay, did you see anybody else even held a candle to what we were doing?
Well, no, I did not. I felt like a part of a community, and I was so proud. Like I said, exactly what Cal said is that we have a community. We have a team. Even though part of the goal of you going to training is that you're going to be one-on-one with your clients, you're going to have your own business, but in the end, we are a family. You know, I get that in such a different way. I do not use that word lightly whatsoever, but I felt like, you know, even by the end of the weekend, I could walk past someone and give them a high five on my way by because we, you know, developed that connection, or even just a smile because we had the same five path button. And so we knew we were part of the same group. And I definitely saw that very much in spades, that, you know, the work that the Banyans do here to continue that feeling after people graduate, I definitely saw this weekend at the NGH convention.
Beautiful. Okay, keep talking. Are we in? So, is there any other benefits that someone would get by setting out to be a leader?
Well, you could get nominated for a fabulous and beautiful award.
Are you holding up your award?
I am. Look at it.
Okay. Let me ask you, did your previous place of employment recognize who you were and value you the way we do?
No.
And did they recognize a leadership ability in you that we do?
No. Dang it, Cal, you're going to make me cry.
Well, they're a bunch of dummies then.
No, you are a smarty. So I would like to share, actually.
Wait a minute, what did it feel like to get that award?
Speechless, apparently, because it was, I literally actually, I had a rough weekend, I think, that I'm still recovering from, because I could not sleep that night. I was so excited. I was so honored and proud, and my parents were proud. It was pretty nice.
Well, I'm glad.
Thank you.
Read what it says on that plaque.
It says, Five Path Leadership Award, in appreciation of your generous leadership and guidance that lights the path for other hypnotherapists to follow.
Wow.
Yes. And I really like that concept. Excuse me. Well, I like that concept. I need a Kleenex. Of lighting the path, because, you know, with leadership, you know, you can be a leader that nobody follows. You can be a follower that needs a leader, you know, and I need peers everywhere I go, but I like to be, I obviously feel strongly about, you know, if no one else is going to take that step, it sometimes is going to be me. And so I was very pleased and proud to, as they said, to carry that light and bring people, think about that light, and, you know, people are attracted to that light, and I definitely want to bring people into my realm to be a part of the future, the next generation. So so I was very, very pleased and honored. And I'm very excited because now I brought it into the office today, both to share it here, but also to figure out where it's going to go in my office, because Cal and I had a great discussion this morning about, you know, obviously being recognized with an award, that's great, and it feeds my ego and all of those things. But the fact is that, you know, like I said, helps me step up my game with all of you, but it also helps me step up my game with my clients. Because as Cal says, you know, hypnotism is a confidence game. And I get confidence when I come in and I see this beautiful award. But when my clients come and see it, and they see all of the awards, you know, here, like I said, at the center, they develop a greater confidence in me. They become then more suggestible with me. You know, clearly Brenda must know what she's doing. She's had some success. She's been recognized as a leader in this profession. So it does, both internally for me, help me be a better hypnotist, but it also helps my clients then feel more confident and be ready to go, that I must know what I'm doing. And so that is definitely, I felt it yesterday. Oh my gosh, I had a full day yesterday, including a session one, and I just, boom, knocked them right out. So it was wonderful.
Is that hypno-speak for instant induction?
No.
What do you mean, knocked them right out?
I knocked them right out. I knocked her socks off, I'll tell you that.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I hear you have a whole collection of socks in your office.
Yes.
A little pile of socks in the corner. I'm sorry. I'm just too visual.
Yes. So obviously then the next thing, this is a training podcast, and we want to be sure that you all know, well, what can you do to take those steps forward? What can you do to be a part of the next generation, the future leaders of this field? And so Cal and I talked about that this morning a little bit, and you know, I said, well, I've done this and this and this. And Cal said, well, number one, you got to say yes. If other people ask you to do something or encourage you to do something, you got to put your yes on. And it's so funny because working with women in my former career, so many times I'd say, you got to put your no on. You got to set your boundaries. You got to stand by them. And I realized that part of being a leader is putting your yes on. And, you know, Cal will regularly ask me or encourage me to do something that I think, oh, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if, you know, I can write for the e-zine or some different things that we're going to talk about. But I know that the only way for me to be a leader and to grow myself is to take those opportunities. And so when he encourages me, I say yes. I may think about it. I may grumble. I may get that wrinkle that's right there in my forehead. But I usually say yes, even if it's with a little bit of thought. So you guys got to put your yes on. And who knows, maybe I'll start asking you all to step up to the plate on different things too. Be ready to say yes. How about that, Cal?
Yeah, you know, saying yes can be a scary thing. And, you know, this is where courage comes in. And leaders are always, there's one consistent characteristic amongst all leaders, and that's they're courageous. And courage is not being unafraid. It is feeling the fear and deciding that what you're being asked to do is important enough that you're going to do it despite the fact that you're afraid. When the soldier runs forward and he gets that medal for being courageous, it wasn't for being fearless. It was feeling that fear and yet still having to follow through with the mission. And so that's just a really important thing to recognize, that you might say, well, that person, he's fearless or she's fearless. But we all feel fear. And, you know, but before every talk I give at the convention, before, you know, I do anything new, there's some level of fear because, you know, I can mess up just like anybody else. In fact, in some ways, the more you're in the spotlight, the more magnified it is if you do mess up. And you just got to learn that if you're not messing up once in a while, you're probably not moving forward. What do you think of that, Brenda?
It's such an excellent point. You know, we are all learning and growing every single day. Every single day. And so I want to challenge all of you, because there is something that you can do that you can say yes to right now. Out there, wherever you are in the United States or around the world. We have people who watch all around the world. They really do. I met a nice lady from Dubai over the weekend, and for real, you guys are out there. So it was exciting.
Did you have people that came to you and said, oh, you're Brenda from the podcast?
Yes. And then I hung out with her. I even had dinner with some people, you know. People did. Hey, Brenda, I know you.
Once they hear your voice, they go, that voice is familiar, right?
It was pretty funny. Oh, and I also had my face on a really cool banner over at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. So, you know, kind of backed it up a little bit. But I challenge you guys right now, if you are out there and you are on forums, we have the Five Pather Forum for our for Cal's Five Path graduates and people from the Five Path groups. But there's also LinkedIn or all different kinds of places. I challenge you to participate in those. Answer questions for other people. Ask questions. Be a mentor. Help people. Be a mentor, you know, for those of you who have either taken a training or are headed into training, especially over this next year. Show your leadership. Be a mentor with the people that you have trained with or that you're going to train with. You know, you can do that right now. All of you can do that right now. And so I really encourage you to do that and be fearless. You know, there are times that I've answered a question and wow, did I miss 8 steps in the question because I was in my head of, you know, what I thought was obvious, and someone else would respond with a more in-depth question. But at least I put it out there. At least we got the discussion going. So you all can do that. You're trained. You have something to bring to the discussion as well. How about that, Cal?
Awesome. I'm typing down some notes because I mentioned some things. So challenge. Challenge is, well, you know, the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention is, you know, you can't be a team captain unless you're part of the team. And you can't be in the game unless you're part of the team. And you need to start going. Make the commitment to go to the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. You know, the best way to become a leader is to mingle with leaders. And also, there's the Solid Gold Weekend coming up. I haven't got the exact dates on that yet, but it's going to be around January, February in Las Vegas. And it's going to be one weekend. Some of the best presenters from the National Guild of Hypnotists are going to be there. So get in the game. Also, go to facebook.com/hypnosisETC. Okay, because that's where we post our comments and stuff, and you can begin to interact with us there by leaving comments, sharing the things that we put on there, and that kind of thing. Good. What else?
I believe I'm looking through my notes. Oh, also, just the next year's convention will be August 8th, 9th, and 10th, and I did see the dates for Solid Gold. I believe they might be Valentine's Day weekend or thereabouts in Las Vegas next year.
You guys can always get this information by going to ngh.net, N-E-T. They always have the schedule right there. Hey, and I'm going to ask you to step up, Brenda. I want you to make a commitment for the future. And you know what that is?
I do.
Because I told you, I gave you some advance. Do you want me to say it here? You want to say it?
You can say it. Why don't we have you say it? You do the challenge.
Because I want you to make a commitment right now that you are going to put in for giving a talk at the National Guild of Hypnotists, and it could be something that you're already an expert on, which is going from classroom to clients and talking about how you go from that last day of class to that first day of seeing clients.
Yep.
And you could do that, or you're already connected to some other leaders that are well recommended. Maybe you could talk to Celeste or Meredith about co-teaching a class. I know that they did that and it was a big hit.
I'm gonna do it. I actually put it on my to-do list earlier after we talked about it, so I will be submitting at least one thing for next year. And to remember, all of you can do it. I actually went to a couple of Five Pathers presentations over the weekend as well, and I was honored to learn with them and from them. So looks like I will be throwing my hat into the pool for that as well next year.
Awesome. How's that feel?
Exciting and scary.
There you go. You know, few things are exciting. We know we want to live an exciting, fulfilling life, but few things are exciting that don't have at least that tinge of, oh my goodness, you know, this is a little bit scary, right?
Absolutely.
All right, I think we're out of time.
I think so too.
Wrap it up.
All right, well, I am Brenda Titus, and I, again, thank Cal for having me here today. I can be reached at,
Hey, you guys, everyone. She's so jet-lagged.
This is what I will add, that I am still a tad bit jet-lagged. Brenda@healingpathhypnosis.com. I do believe it. I'm also on Facebook under OC Hypno... Oh, no, it's not Healing Path Hypnosis. It's Brenda@OCHypnotherapy.com. On Facebook, I'm at Healing Path Hypnosis and OC Hypnotherapy. I have a couple of personalities there on Facebook, but please go ahead and join me over there. I like to put inspirational things on there as well. If you have questions or comments down below on this post or pretty much everywhere, hopefully at some point I'll grasp them. So thank you all very much. Thank you, Cal, for having me. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you, Brenda, and congratulations to you. I'm getting over a little bit of a cough. Lost my voice at the convention. All right. Please visit us at, if you're watching this anywhere else, go to calbanion.com. That's where all this good stuff is. And visit us on Hypnosis, etc. Facebook.com, Hypnosis, etc. for Hypnosis, etc. That's it. Cal Banion, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.